Consider and take possible action to approve SACRA's Board of Director nominees for the 2015-16 elections.
So, oh, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that we, let's see, what are the two I have? That we, I'm trying to figure out how to say this.
I don't think we need, I think what we need to do is take each office individually.
You want to take them individually?
And because there's several people running, there's two people running for president, there's two people running for secretary, and I think we need to do those individually and then make that the slate that we want to present.
So it's really just the president and the secretary that have the divine positions?
We're stuck with the other two.
Vice president guy here, I don't know.
Okay, I will move that our board vote to elect John Kelly from Sacramento Sewers as the president of SACRA's.
I'll second that.
Can I ask why? I'm just curious. Why him over Eves?
I think there, and we've had some discussion about this in the past, I've mentioned some of these things. There are a number of affiliate members of SACRA's that are unhappy with the direction that SACRA's is going under the current president.
What direction is that, just for Tony?
The current president has taken a lot of liberty to take decision-making authority away from the committees. Typically, SACRA's is very much run by committees that are made up of all members, trustees, and affiliates, and staff. And over the last year, there have been a number of incidents that have been brought to my attention where the president has appeared to overstep his authority as the president and reached down into the committee levels to basically replace appointments and make decisions on things on agendas that go on and off of agendas. We have a director of SACRA's who has recently resigned, and there's a lot of discussion about what drove that resignation. There's a lot going on there at SACRA's, and I think it would be in the best interest of the organization to put someone else in the leadership.
Ms. Scott, it would be hard to hear your opinion on it. I'm curious.
Well, I had only heard roughly the same things. I did receive a call, actually a couple calls, urging that result. So I don't have any particular insight on it. Other than that, I've got the same understanding that you just heard. I don't have any firsthand experience.
Right. So. And I was maybe we heard the other side of the story. So I've heard a little bit of both, but I really didn't delve into it.
So why don't you tell us the other side?
Well, I don't know a lot of the other side. All I've heard is that the current president, Eves, took a lot upon himself, and I think he ruffled some feathers. And what I'm gathering from hearing both sides and others, that I think he needs some direction. I don't feel strong enough that he should not get reelected, but I do know there's some room for improvement. And that's kind of what I've heard from everybody. But Jerry, I know, knows more. I didn't want to get too much into the gossip part of it. I did ask. I got a call from John Kelly. I did talk to E, so I kind of got both sides of the story. The only thing I support E is only because I think he's heard it. I think this has got his attention, and I think that he can improve on it.
Can I ask, when you talked to Eves, whether or not you indicated he volunteered that he was aware of this? Did he see any validity in the constructive input that he got?
No, I did not talk to him. I talked to somebody that did talk to him, and that's where I got the feedback.
Did he, was it?
He now, said.
It's now a third person at least, but.
Well, I trust, I'm not going to tell anything I don't trust the source.
No, I understand.
Yeah, I would never do that.
I would not either, and I trust the sources that I spoke with, which were at least three different investment managers.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. I totally trust what you're saying. The person talked to him and made it aware somebody was close to him, somebody's on one of the boards.
I bet he thought that he could, you know, the right direction.
He did look good. I think.
Here we go.
Not
So that was the key part. I mean, he did recognize that there might be some room for improvement. He wasn't defensive
right.
about it.
And that's what I asked. I'm only going to support somebody I think. I said, yeah, okay, I've made some mistakes, and I'll correct them.
Okay.
All right.
Any other comments? Or
yeah.
Jerry?
I probably need to weigh in on this since I sit on the nominating committee, and I've had discussion with both trustees and with affiliates and with people who've been reappointed to positions on the board of Sackers. And I have talked with Eve and I have talked with John. The one person I haven't talked to, and probably one of the things that really bothered me. There's been a person in Sackers who's been dedicated to Sackers for years and was at one time the president of Sackers. And Bob Palmer is the person I'm referring to. And Bob has became kind of like a CEO after he retired and he was no longer president of president. He wanted to stay active, and so the board of Sackers appointed him like a CEO, and he has run herd on a lot of projects for Sackers over the past 4 or 5 years and has always been involved, always important. And I thought, had next to Salema, who is the outside consultant who runs Sackers with the direction of the board, and it's kind of like your position, Salema's is. Outside of Salema, who has the most, I think, influential stuff for trustees and for affiliates, he resigned. He resigned 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when all of this started to surface and bubble, and people were really dissatisfied with what was going on with Sackers. And that, I haven't talked to him, but that said a lot to me about the turmoil that must be going on in Sackers.
Jerry, this is Bob Palmer?
Bob Palmer, yes. And why is that going on?
Cost of fame.
So that said a lot to me as an individual. And I like Eve and I like John, but something was going on in Sackers that wasn't going. So I also called Salema. And Salema had indicated that it was very difficult for her. I'm going to put it in the kindest words I can. It was very difficult for her to run or to guide Sackers as it had been in the past. I guess there was a lot of changes for her and a lot of things were thrown at her, and it was difficult for her, which also indicated to me there's something going on. And so when John Kelly put his name up for president of Sackers, it said to me, because, I mean, the normal trend of things is that a Sackers president is nominated and elected, and he usually or she usually goes for 2 years, and then the next person, the vice president, steps up. It's kind of like a ladder in the organization. And for John Kelly to step out of that ladder and put his name up for president to go against Eve said something else to me. There's something going on. So when I said to you last week, I wanted you to read and I wanted the bios of each person involved in our agenda so that we would know what they represented and what they said. I wanted that in there so that we could all see it. So. And that's because I wanted everybody to have a clear picture of who is running and why they're running and what they represent. So for me, and this is not easy because I've talked with Eve a couple of times, after going through all of it, I'm of the opinion that Sackers is kind of in turmoil and it needs to be grounded again, and I think John Kelly will bring the grounding back that Sackers needs. So I would as I would be, even though I sit on the now, I would be in favor of John Kelly as the president, and that's kind of why, and that's what I see happening.
I think I was going to add, which I thought was kind of a negative, but there's a thing from John Kelly saying that he was talking about Sir Robert Palmer and being able to get him to come back to this, like a carrot and a stick. The only thing I didn't like about it kind of made me feel like there was this old guard there. Geez, he left, or why did he leave and not stay and try to fix it? And then for him to say, geez, if you elect me, I will bring this Sir Robert Palmer back. So I kind of felt like an arrogance or something about it, and that kind of rubbed me wrong.
I'll just throw out one other example that's really a specific example that affected me in terms of the turmoil. So I was asked to moderate a session at Sackers. Now keep in mind that Sackers is about education. That's the mission, is education. And I was asked to moderate a session at the last Sackers conference in the fall that was basically an alternative side to the many, many presentations we are seeing out there about ESG investing, environmentally, social, governance-oriented investing, otherwise known as sustainable investing. I personally have seen a number of sessions at conferences over the last 2 years on this topic, and they always seem to be very pro-ESG, integrating ESG into your portfolios, which this board has not done. I was asked to moderate a session that was sort of the other side of that argument of why you may want to think a little further about ESG before you implement it into a portfolio. This particular session was pulled from the agenda by Eves, pulled from the Education Committee agenda by Eves, and put onto the full board agenda in an effort to not have this side of that topic presented, okay? And he lost by one vote. But the full board voted on whether to actually present this education material. And then fast forwarding to January, the Education Committee was then asked by Eves to put the pro-ESG in a general session at the next conference, which general sessions are sessions where everyone is in attendance. Mine was actually in a breakout session. And so that example right there really showed me the amount of control he is attempting to exert on the education and the direction and the mission.
What do you think his motivation was for doing that?
I don't know.
Is people telling him to do this stuff, or is he just, does anybody know? I remember, I don't know if it was you, Jerry, saying about the affiliates, that something happened that he appointed disappointed a bunch of affiliates for some reason, or?
He unappointed two affiliate members whose terms were not up.
For what reason?
Including the chair.
I don't know that their terms were not up. I got was that the affiliates committee was supposed to present slate of new officers for the next year. The affiliates committee had a certain time to do that, and my understanding is they did not complete it in the time that they were supposed to do it. And so they failed in their project of getting a new slate in. So Eve read in the bylaws that it was his responsibility as the president to do something about it. So there were, from what I understand, there were four positions that were termed out that he did not, that were just termed out, and they didn't put a slate up or did any reappoint. And there were two that I'm not clear about. There were two that, for some reason, were not eligible either. And so he then appointed six people to the affiliates, and he appointed a president, a vice president, or a chair and a vice chair, and four other members to the affiliates committee. And that new affiliates committee is now in place. And you know the people, you know the players. I mean, Bowman is the new chair, and Keogh is the vice chair. So that's all I know.
But was it shaking up the old, like, Gabe just said, shaking up the old guard, get rid of some of the old blood that's been there for years and years.
I wasn't in that affiliates meeting, but that created all this dissension. But I understand.
So let me just.
That
add.
Would be secondhand. I can't tell you that secondhand.
Because the people that were on the old affiliates committee have been there for years and years.
Yes.
So let me just add to that, because I do know the affiliates chair, or the old affiliates chair, the one who was replaced. And she contends that she had placed on the agenda twice prior to this January people to be appointed to the affiliates committee.
New positions.
Yes, filling the new positions, the vacant positions. And twice her agenda item was pulled. By Eves. It was not approved by the board because
really?
He pulled it from the agenda.
Wow.
In January, she had item number 13. Actually, she sent me copies of the agenda, so I have seen this, okay? She had item number 13 again to put up candidates for the affiliates committee, and Eves inserted item number 3 to appoint committee members and appointed his own slate.
That's way
fact.
More than
so
I
why did the board just sit there and say, hold it, how come you're doing this and this is
wasn't
here?
There.
That's another thing. I mean,
why didn't the board step up?
Step in and say something.
My understanding is some did and some didn't.
And okay. We just shut down?
You know, but for me, again, the bottom line is there's a lot of dissension going
exactly.
on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
we shouldn't have to be
and we shouldn't be
discussing
doing
it.
It shouldn't be there.
Okay, so the motion is to support the nomination of John Kelly for president of Sackers. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. One opposition made. Motion carried. Vice President?
There better be no discussion.
I got a substitute motion. I got somebody else.
I will move to that we vote to elect at the next SACRS conference Gabe Rodriguez for vice president, Dan McAllister for treasurer, and Art Goulet for secretary.
I will second that motion.
I'll third it. So there.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Okay, so you're the one that's going to carry the vote.
Yeah, I just want to say, I do want to thank Gabe for stepping up and agreeing to serve in this role, because as you can see from the discussion we just had, it's
you're stepping into
a bunch of mess. Yeah.
Now I want to appreciate everybody's insight.
I want to take your firearm to
the I'll carry your badge.
To check history, you'll find a lot of popes got bumped off just a minute or two after they were the white smoke came out. So I would have a food taster if I were you.